And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 20th of March, 2010. Today the Earth is tilted so that the sun shines directly on the equator at noon. It's the spring equinox, the first day of spring here in the northern hemisphere, the start of fall in the southern, a day on which the length of daytime and nighttime will be almost equal. The vernal equinox also signifies Nowruz, the Persian New Year, celebrated by Iranians around the world with a big spring cleaning, honoring the dead, and the exchange of gifts and food and visits back and forth. It's the birthday of Ibsen, Henrik Ibsen, born in Skien, Norway, 1828, from a prominent Norwegian family that lost all their money when he was a boy and they had to move to a farmhouse in the country. He had a lonely childhood, left home at the age of 16, never went back. His ambition was to become a poet. One of his poems was accepted as a prologue to a play, and the manager of the theater was impressed and offered the young man work in the theater. He worked as a manager, a producer, a director, a writer in Norway and in Denmark, but was frustrated with his opportunities. So he moved to Italy with his wife and son, didn't return to Norway for almost 30 years. It was during his time abroad he wrote all the plays that we know him for, Peer Gynt, A Doll's House, An Enemy of the People, The Wild Duck, and Hedda Gabler. And it's the birthday of the Roman poet Ovid, born in what is now Solmo, Italy, in 43 BC. He was famous, beloved in Rome for his erotic poems, his Ars Amatoria, his Metamorphoses, and then suddenly was exiled to Romania for reasons nobody knows why. In his own writings, Ovid alluded to having seen something he should not have seen, which made Emperor Augustus angry toward him. He was miserable in exile, but died there without ever coming back. Here's a poem for today by Anne Pearson Wise, entitled All Night Long. The first warm evening in spring, the evening on which you no longer feel the air's temperature and are only aware of it as an invisibility draped with sounds, laughter from open windows, the idle of cars pausing at the curb, abdominal wails presaging a catfight in some dark, disputed corner draped with smells, through a side door propped ajar, fish hitting hot oil, dust or mold from the pit of a deserted construction site, the soil in front gardens after rain, released and crumbled from beneath the numberless green thumbs of spring's long reach up out of the ground. A young man waits on the stoop of a six-floor walk-up with the posture of someone who expects to wait for a long time. What you imagine to be his earthly possessions are beside him in a shopping cart, along with a roll of rubber foam neatly tied. You imagine he has come knowing there will be no bed, only floor space in one of the apartments above. You can't imagine more than this, so you walk up the fading street to where the first crocuses are out, each one a small, violet-shuttered hesitation imbued with its own brevity, knowing neither happiness nor grief. A poem by Anne Pearson Wise, All Night Long, from Floating City, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.